So we have over here a case where the Bayis and the Aliyah came down. One person was living in the Bayis, the other person was living in the Aliyah. The Baal Aliyah tells the Baal Bayis, will you please rebuild your Bayis? I can build my Aliyah. He refuses to do so. He now goes and he builds the Bayis by himself. Could he live there or could he not live there? Machloek is rebuilding the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, he could live there. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he cannot live there. The Gemara first thought that the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds he can't live there is based on the fact that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is Zen Nen of Ezelei Chaser Chayiv. But the Gemara says no, it has nothing to do with Zen Nen of Ezelei Chaser. In fact, this is a Zen Nen of Ezelei Chaser. And the reason is Mishum De'ika Shachri Rusa. It's because being that you're blackening the walls, and being that you're blackening the walls, so it comes that you're causing him some level of Chaser, and being that you're causing him a level of Chaser, so it's for that reason. It's Zen Nen of Ezei Chaser. That's why you want to live to pay rent. But if you don't pay rent, you're not going to be able to live. The truth is that the sugya of Zen Nen of Ezei Chaser is above a Kamadav Chaf, right? That's the Iker Marim Makim, the primary source for the sugya. And over there, when the Gemara was trying to figure out Zen Nen of Ezei Chaser Chayiv, it was Zen Nen of Ezei Chaser Potter. So the Gemara brought Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, our Mishnah. You have to pay rent if you want to live in this person's house. So the Gemara says, don't you see from Rabbi Yehuda that he holds Zen Nen of Ezelei Chaser Chayiv? And the Gemara answers what the dicha in our sugya was. Being that over there you're going to blacken the walls, so it's not Nen of Ezelei Chaser, rather it's Zen Nen of Ezelei Chaser. And Zen Nen of Ezelei Chaser, everybody holds that you're going to be Chayiv. Tosfos. In the sugi here above a comma, the place happens to be on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, but it's really going behemshech here in this sugya. Tosfos says that you see from this Gemara, and he says you see it from other Gemaras as well. It's a very short Tosfos, but he says you see from this Gemara. This is the one that he highlights. A very interesting chiddush in the sugi of Zen Nen of Ezelei Chaser, and that is that Zen Nen of Ezelei Chaser is fine. Zen Nen of Ezelei Chaser is nafah. Meaning, Zen Nen of Ezelei Chaser could be your partner. You don't have to pay. Oh, but Zen Nen of Ezelei Chaser, you're going to be chayef. In this Gemara, you see that as long as there's a little bit of a chaser, then the halach is you have to pay for all the anah that you got. In other words, in our Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yehuda's case, where this person is going to rebuild the bayis and he's going to live there. He's going to have anah. What's the anah? I don't know. A comparable apartment rents for $1,000 a month. Okay, so he's having another $1,000 a month. He's going to live there for 12 months, let's say. He's going to get $12,000 worth of hana. Zen Nen of Ezelei Chaser, you should be potter. Now, Yechayef. You know what Yechayef? Mishum Shachri Rusa Dash Yosa. Says Tosfos, how much does it cost to get rid of the Shachri Rusa Dash Yosa? What is the damage of the Shachri Rusa Dash Yosa? The damage is, let's say, $1,000. Okay, so I had enough $12,000. I'm causing you damage of $1,000. Therefore, I have to pay you the full $12,000. If Zen Nenev Ezelei Chaser is Potter, so even if you want to tell me, oh, there's a chaser, therefore I'm chayiv, so my chayiv should be the equivalent of whatever the chaser was. So what's the value of the shachirus adash yasa? Let's give it a number. $1,000? I'm going to say that. I'll have to give you $1,000. But the other $11,000 I should be potter. Tosfos says, you see from this Gemara, that the minute there's a chaser, at that second that there's a chaser, al zen nema, you're a zen nema, a chaser, and now you have to pay the whole dmei hana. And Tosfos speaks to that as if it's a chiddush. And Kemuvan, it is a chiddush. But that's Tosfos' chiddush. He says, you see from here, umach maskein, I'm reading Tosfos' lashon, chayv l'shali mashenene, afal pisha loy chiser kolkach. V'chein muchach kula shmaitin, kidamina le'il mishum shachirus adash yasa. That's the whole Tosfos. That you see from shachirus adash yasa, and Tosfos really from kula shmaitin, but certainly from this Gemara you see it in a very acute way, that the minute there's a chas, if you hold Zen and Vizalei chas apater, now it's going to be chayv for everything. Stating that, the Ramah, Chad Men HaRishonim is Chayvik. And the Ramah says, no. The Ramah says that even though Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be Chayiv, but at the same time, you're only going to be Chayiv for the value of the Shachrirusa Dash Yasa. But to have to pay more than the Shachrirusa Dash Yasa, that you're not going to have to pay. In other words, we have a big time. Machloikis Rishonim, as it relates to Zen Nen of Ezeh Chaser, that's Chayiv. Are you only Chayiv kithi how much you were Mechaser? Or are you going to be Chayiv even not if you were a machas, you're going to be chayef for the entire Dmei Hana. Says the Ktsois in Simen Shin Samech Gimel, Siv Katan Dalet. What's the beer in the Machloikis? Pasha, what it sounds like, the Machloikis is, Tosfos understood that a person is chayef for having Hana from somebody else. Narvas, it has to be betanai that there's a chaser. The minute there's a chaser, I'm chayev for all the anah that I had. Whereas the Ramah held that there's no chiyev really for having hanah from somebody else. What then is the chiyev? The chiyev where zenen of a chaser is for what I was machaser you. Meaning, it's kilo I was mazik you and I'm chayev for being mazik. So what was I mazik? I was mazik the shachirusa dash yasa. So if that's what I was mazik, that's what I'm going to be chayev for. Tosfos holds I'm chayev for the hanah. No, there's a tenai, there's a condition, there has to be a chaser. Since there's a condition, there has to be a chaser mu'it is enough for it to be considered a chaser, that it's a zen and it's a chaser, I'm chayef for the demei hana. Whereas the Ramah holds, I'm chayef al tzmazik, I can't be chayef for more than I was mazik. As I said, you have to say it's pasha. But he says that there's one thing that I don't understand. And that is, the Mishnah said, that Rabbi Yehuda says, that although you can't just go ahead and build the bias and live in the bias, but at the same time, you could build the bias and the aliyah, and then you can live in the bias. And then you're fine. You don't have to pay the guy anything. Freit the Ktzois, according to the Ramah, that we view Shachirusa da Shiasa as what? As a mazik, and that's why I'm only chayah for that. So what? Just because I built my aliyah too, I have a right to be mazik you? Meaning, Bishloima, if the aside of the chayah is for Nene, and I'm chayiv al tzdin zeh nene v'zeh chaser. So once I build my own house, I'm a loy nene already. So if I'm a loy nene, I can hear it a little bit. But if I'm chayiv al tzmazik, mali if I built aliyah, or mali if I didn't build aliyah. And really the kash is starker. Because at the end of the day, if I'm living in your house, and this shachrirusa dashiasa, so I'm a mazik. The Ramah gradually learns the whole sugya that way. Let's say you don't learn the sugya that way. But at the end of the day, I'm a mazik. So if I'm a mazik, why am I not going to be chayiv? As I freaked twice. Meaning, if there's something called shachirusa dashiyasa, and you see from the Ramah that we view it as being a mazik, but for sure the Gemara says that it's a zen and a zeh chaser al shachirusa dashiyasa. So if the tzoyis kash is, so why does it make a difference if I rebuild the aliyah? Rabbi Yehuda, the first, the last part of the Mishnah says, if you rebuild the aliyah, in that case, it's going to be okay. Why is it going to be okay? At the end of the day, I was masik. And if I was masik, you actually be chayim midin masik. So the Ktzayis Kedarki B'Kodesh says a davar nifla. And then we're going to go weiter. And that is, there's a Gemara Masechtas, Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Chesam and Aleph. It's in Perik HaGoyz HaLeitzen. Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Hazoyrik Matbeah Shal Chaver Li Yam HaGadol. If somebody takes his friend's matbeah and he throws it into the Yam HaGadol, Potter. Your potter. Now, if you ask me, it sounds like Mazik 101. You took your friend's money and you threw it into the Yam HaGadol. Zok Rabba potter. My time, what's the reason? Omar, because this Zoyre could always say, Hamanach Kamach, you buy a shakle. It's the big deal, right? Put on a diving suit and go get it. I don't understand. It's right there. I wasn't Mazik you. So the Gemara says like this. You have to read the not such fine print. The only time this is true is if the water is clear. The kachazile, you could see it. Abalachurin, if the water is murky, the loy kachazile loy. Additionally, vahani mili, the Gemara makes a few protim. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is if somebody takes his friend's matbe and he throws it into the Yam HaGadol, and you can go hire a diver and get it, the halach is you are going to be potter. Frank Rashi, Akasha, why you potter? This guy's going to hire a diver. It's going to cost him money, right? So you should be chayef. And for Rashi, that's not shver. Why not? Because you're a grama. And for that, grama ben azok and potter. Zoktik tzoyis, and this is such an important tzoyis, that you see from this gemara, yesoid gadol in the bavis. And that is, that if somebody is mazik somebody, but it's very easy for this person to go ahead and repair this damage, you're not a mazik. You know what you are? You're a grama because you're forcing him now to spend money. A grama ben azokin potter. This is a very big chiddush. But the Ktzoy says that dosh state in Degemari here in Bava Kamad outside the Chesam et al. I threw the matbeah. Well, the matbeah is there. You go hire a diver. Says the Ktzoy, if somebody's living in a house and all of a sudden there's shachrirusa dashiasa, hire a painter. I didn't break the wall down. I wasn't mazik. What did I do? Yeah, it's not kishmak right now. There's a physical damage. It's irreparable? You need to buy a new, you have to break down the house? You have to sell it and buy a new one? No, you need a painter. Okay, so it's like taking a matbeah, throwing it into the yam and hiring a diver. If that's the case, I really wasn't mazik you. Nervous. I was going to mazik you. You're going to have to go hire a diver. Oh, that's Grumman ben Azakin. And Grumman ben Azakin is really going to be potter. But Al Kapanim, this is what the Ktzoy says. That's why the Shachirusa da Ashiyasa could be the Rishonim Eld is not really a Mazik. That's why the whole reason really to Dan is that it's a Chaser. You wonder if I was Mechaser, yeah. So in the Sugya of Zenene v'zeh Chaser, Shachirusa da Ashiyasa heist a Chaser. But it could be in the Sugya of Mazik. Not again, the Ramah clearly seems to say that it's Al Mazik. That's why he limits the amount you have to pay to the value of the Hezek of the Pashas is not like the Ramah. And that is that even a little bit of chaser would now be mechayev you for the entire nena. Once you're a zen nena v'zeh chaser, now you're chayev for all the hana. Why isn't shachirusa dashios at the end of the day? L'maisa, why is it not a mazik? The teretz nizok tiktois, it's like the person that threw a matbeah into the yam agadol, where the halacha is, that being that you can always hire divers, you're not really considered a mazik. The expense, oh, that's already grown b'nezokin, tos hot nishmit mir.